Grace.
Eric.
We're live.
We are live. It's Monday. It's 7:30. I get to see your beautiful face. It's a good beautiful day. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the middle of the first full week of the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's cold as
super cold. Bells.
Yeah.
Yep. Super cold. Super cold out.
It's going to be cold for the next 2 weeks around my area. I don't know about you. Well, you're going south here shortly.
Yep.
Big race.
Yep.
We'll talk about that for just a hot minute, I guess, on the show, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I got like 3 jokes for you and 1 fact. I'm full of it tonight.
Prepared. Okay, let's go.
Oh, we're doing it now?
Yeah, well,
give me
1 joke.
I'll give you something.
All right.
All right. Grace, why is it better to start running in December and not January?
I don't know. Why, Eric?
Because that's the best way to have a happy new year.
Terrible.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'm going to give you the fact right now. This is
okay. Blow your mind. Yep.
The world's largest snowflake was 15 inches across.
Wow.
And 8 inches thick.
Oh.
That's like a 5-gallon bucket falling from the sky.
Yeah, that's a very large snowflake.
That's the only fact I have. All right, enough of that silliness. Let's start the show, and then I'll give you the 2 other amazing jokes I got.
Love it. I'm ready.
All right, Grace, it's episode number 97, and the 71-year-young Barney Respect just did an amazing thing. Let's poke his brain and ask him questions to see what knowledge he can bring.
Yeah.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
I'm sick. That's my pew pews.
I never did them before. So pew pew.
Yeah, my pew pews are. I have a head cold. I'm all congested.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, if that's the worst that's going on, I'm doing pretty good.
That's a good attitude.
Thank you.
I have 2 more jokes for you to make your head cold all better.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. You gotta, like, this takes me a lot of time to find these.
I very much appreciate the time that you spend finding jokes.
Grace, what do you call milk that's made in the first month of the year?
I don't know.
January.
Oh, boy. Good job.
All right, last one, then we'll move on. Why did the snowman have to give up running?
Why is that?
He just couldn't warm up.
That's true.
I need a better crowd. I think there's people out there that get me, but
I think everybody who's listening in is rolling on the floor laughing.
I think so too. I think I bring joy to many households every Monday night just from those few seconds.
Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah, I think that's where it's at.
I think
Did you happen to notice how I completely avoided rhyming with 90 with the number 7?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I just want to point that out because 7 is stupid. I don't like it and it's dumb.
Yeah. So you avoided that rhyme and you still got your rhyme in. So good job.
I made it work. I mean it's just a gift. I don't know.
Yeah.
So welcome to episode 97, everyone.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I think it was cold out. Yep, it was cold. Did the frozen snot course yet again.
Yep.
Because my silly wife and the Kaylee Frederick wanted to get on it again before race day. So they went out there and I tug along. It was frozen snotty like.
Yep.
Other than that, Saturday. Sunday, I just ran a little bit. I'm having a couple good weeks, so I'm hoping to keep the ball rolling.
Nice. That's fabulous.
Yeah. How about you? What did you do?
I did some running at Lake Williams. That's one of my favorite local places to run. Did some hiking with my friend Lacey. So nothing major. I had to drive my kid back home to Michigan yesterday. So, well, I drove her halfway. My sister got her in Youngstown. So I just went halfway there, halfway back. So I spent 9 hours driving yesterday. I'm sick and I've just been looking forward to tonight all day. And now here we are.
Good, good, good. You want to talk about your thing you're doing this weekend now or at the end?
I'll talk about it at the end. I want to talk about Barney because we're bringing Barney on today.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and bring him on? Why don't you go ahead and introduce him? And why don't we get the show going?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to have Barney on. I wanted to have Barney on for a while. I spent some miles with him last year at Conquer the Wall. Spent a little bit of time with him the year before at Conquer the Wall, but more time last year. I learned that when I get to the end of the guardrail, I have to do a turn. And all three of us are big fans of Rota Smoker, so we all have that in common. But I learned that Barney has a lot of experience in multi-day events. He's done 6 days in the Dome several times across the year, several times, along with some tons of other races as well. Those are probably the two biggest names on the list. He did 406.9878 miles at 6 days in the Dome at the 10-day. And most recently, he just finished up across the years again, pulling off 245.105 miles at the 6 day for across the years. So I thought that would be a good time to bring on Barney because he just did 6 days in the Dome. And we can learn a little bit more about some multi-days.
Yeah, so click them on. There you go.
There we go. Hi, Barney.
Good evening. Am I supposed to say pew pew?
It's my pew pews.
I mean, it works.
Okay, I didn't know if I was supposed to or not.
You don't have to. You can join me, though.
It's a great day.
It is a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. And you finished up another year of Across the Years. How many times have you done Across the Years?
Twice.
Okay. And I think you did more miles this time, right?
More miles this time because my flight wasn't canceled this time. It was just delayed. So I got there late with no luggage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's a great way to start a race. Have your flights delayed. So instead of getting there the day before the race, you arrive after the start of the race with no luggage.
Wow.
That is a real positive mindset when you start a race.
And I bet you did start with a positive mindset, though, didn't you?
Well, I said, you know what? We landed safely.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one pair of shoes, one pair of shorts. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the luggage sometime, maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's hope we do. And if we don't, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, my gosh.
All right, I got a question. I want to back this trolley up because I gotta know this stuff before we get rolling.
Yeah.
Barney, you're 71 years old. I want to know just when you started running and why.
Okay, I've told this story countless times, but I'm not afraid to tell it again. I don't know if it gets embellished each time or if it stays the same. I think it stays the same, but it just depends, I guess, if you heard it the first time. So, February 13th, 2013, I was put in the hospital and I was checked for cancer. So, I lost a day of my life. They knocked me out and did all this biopsies and all that stuff. And I said, I am too young to get old. I've been lazy for too long. I need to change my life. So all the results were fine, thank goodness. But at the time, whenever you come to, you don't know the results yet. And at that moment, I said, I am going to get off the alcohol, off of the tobacco. I'm going to start eating right and exercising from this day forward.
Wow.
So that's what I did. So I joined a local gym. The guy has a gym in his garage on my way to work. And I'd heard of it. So I stopped in there and saw the guy. And he said, well, what are you looking for? And I said, I just want to get in shape. I want to stay young. Okay. And I said, well, where's like your facilities? Where's your like the bathroom and all that stuff? And he said, well, there's a woods right there. So if you got to go, you can just go there. So he gave me a workout plan to start. 5 minutes cardio, light weights, high reps, and then 5 minutes cardio at the end. Mm-hmm. So when I, you know, when I started, 5 minutes cardio to start and finish was, I mean, that was not really what I was accustomed to. And when I got to, up to 15 minutes on the elliptical, I thought I was really in shape.
Yeah.
So I, my granddaughter was in school in Columbus, Ohio. She said, Papa, now that you're getting in shape, you want to run a 5K with me? Mm-hmm. I said, well, tell me about it. Well, Veterans Day, you're a veteran. Come on up to Columbus. They got a Veterans Day 5K. You can run with me. I said, I will if you get your dad to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of us signed up for a 5K, and I am now training for my 5K, hoping that I can run that far without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, I started, I couldn't run a quarter mile without stopping somewhere along the line.
So and anyway, you, at the time where you started, you would have been late 50s?
Yes, 59.
Yep. 59, yeah, okay.
And so when we ran the 5K, I would have been 60 because I would have had a birthday. Okay. So anyway, we ran the 5K. I was not last between the three of us. My granddaughter comes to my house around Christmas, and I'm egging her on. Okay, what are we doing next year?
Mm.
She said, well, let me see. She gets on her phone and said, well, Papa, there's a 2-2 race in Columbus. I said, no, I'm not doing a 2-2 race. No. Now I would. Then I was too inhibited. I just wouldn't even consider it. What website are you on? She told me. I looked. There was a 24-hour relay.
Mm.
I said, how about a 24-hour relay? Mm-hmm. She said, okay. So I signed the three of us up for the 24-hour relay. It was a fundraiser one day for the KIA, Killed in Action Veterans, families, children, for tuition for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And started at 9 a.m. Her dad shows up at 9. He runs 4 miles. She comes at 10, takes over for him. He goes home.
Mm-hmm.
She runs 10 miles. I show up at noon. She said, Papa, I ran 10 miles. Well, that's awesome. Well, Dad ran 4. That's great.
Yeah.
Because my goal was 100 miles for the team. And I said, when are you coming back? She said, coming back? Papa, I ran 10 miles.
Yeah.
I never run 10 miles. There's lunch tomorrow, right? Oh, so you're not coming back. No, I ran 10 miles. So I ran and walked, and I got to 46 miles, and they had Dr. Andy Lovey, if you know him, and his team of students. I said, you need to help stretch me out. I'm really getting tight.
Yeah.
They put me on the table. They said, no, you are done. How many miles you got? And I said, like 40. You should have stopped at 20. You have nothing to prove to anybody. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
So I called one of my kids, come and pick me up. They had an SUV. I stood there. I could not lift my legs to get in the SUV.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, and then I did, Dad, I've got a hotel for you. Awesome. Yeah. A friend of mine's the manager. So we go there. It's on the second floor and there's no elevator.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was one of those places. Anyway, so I go from a 5K to a 46 miler.
Yeah, 5K to 46 miles within about a year.
Yes. Well, within probably 6 months. And of course, at the 24-hour relay, I meet guys that are 50 staters, right? Done a marathon in every state twice. Oh, I got to meet you. And then you meet somebody and they tell you about this, tell you about that. And then before you know it, you're doing stupid things like 10-day races.
Yeah.
So it's basically one addiction, you know, overcomes another one and replaces it. And then you meet all these people and you just want to keep going back.
Yeah. How's your health now compared to how it was then? So, you know, because 10 days is a whole lot of time on feet. How are you feeling now? What has it done for you?
Health-wise, I would say I'm a lot healthier now than I was then. Lost some weight. My doctor, I do an annual exam once a year. He says you're probably our healthiest patient. Wow. But when you have problems, the problems you have are called overuse. Mm. But keep doing what you're doing because you're really good. So I do. I run and walk and go to the gym 3 times a week at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Where there is a lady that's 81 years old that does 5 miles every day on the treadmill, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. So you just, and of course you feel so much better. And then my eating habits changed dramatically. And I do cheat on like the 6 day and 10 day races. You eat stuff you never eat other times, but you just do. It's just great food. But normally I eat, no prepared foods, all fresh ingredients. Mm-hmm. I'm a vegan plus plus. Mm-hmm. So I eat everything vegans do plus meat and plus dairy.
That's great. And you have Taco Tuesdays are a big deal, right?
I have been declared by two entities as the undisputed king of Taco Tuesday. So every Tuesday I have to have tacos, although I do have to confess this year, on Christmas, I went to my daughter's house. We drove, and we forgot all about it.
Oh, no.
Yes. So that was the first Tuesday I missed in years.
Wow.
But it was Christmas.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But yeah. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Tuesday. So tomorrow's Taco Tuesday.
I got to say the vegan plus plus, that's poetry. Like I got to keep that. I'm going to use it. I love everything about that.
Yes. You know, you can do whatever you want, but, Dr. Andy Lovey told me, said, Barney, if you run into anyone that says this one diet is good for all of us, do not listen to them because all of our bodies are totally different.
Right.
Your body is different from everyone else's. A vegan diet may be good for you. It may not be.
Right.
But it just, everyone's different and unique. And I watch where I buy my food, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah. I think at least for most people, Taco Tuesdays every once in a while are a good idea though. I think for most people. So.
Yeah. Especially if you like beef tongue. And cow's stomach.
Gosh.
That's all the good, authentic Mexican.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. That's quite a story, Barney. I love it. I hope people listening are inspired now, especially, you know, I think you get past that 40 mark, and especially when you get past that 50 mark, you start wondering, you know, are my best days behind me? And that doesn't have to be true, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's face it. Father Time's undefeated. But one of my friends is Donald Jans. He's 92.
Wow.
And he wanted to do a 10-day race with me. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like the cold. So we haven't found the right venue because the dome is cold. Across the years, even though it's 40, it's desert cold. And he's done it before. He just doesn't like it. We need to find a 10-dayer that's in a warm climate.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know Don or not.
No, I don't. I'm going to have to follow him.
So they wrote an article about him in Ultra Running Magazine a while ago that said that he was, as far as they know, he's the oldest person to have ever done a 100-miler in the United States.
Wow.
It took him 60 hours. Uh-huh. And they said, if you think that's a long time, wait until you're 90 and see how long it takes you to do 100 miles.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get a lot of inspiration from Don, and I gain a lot of wisdom from him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the 80-year-olds that are across the years in the dome, they can tell you stories that, oh my gosh, it just, and they keep going. You know, they're not fast. Most of them walk, which I'm getting to the point I'm walking more than I'm running now on these multi-day events, but they're just awesome people. Mm-hmm. And you know, we talk about one percenters. I mean, yeah, we really are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's I was just talking to Matt Smith. He was at Conquer the Wall last year too. I was excited. I was like, hey, you got to tune in tonight because Barney's on. And we were talking about chatting with other people. Now, Conquer the Wall is only a 47 hour, but still it's these multi-day events. It's such a cool opportunity to just listen to people. You know, you have so much time that when you're first getting to know people, you know, there's a lot of back and forth, you know, how many kids you have, how many kids you have, what do you do? But when you have that much time, you just sit back and listen to these stories. And I love that about multi-day events. So we get to learn a lot from you now. Now, what's the farthest distance you've gone so far? Was that at...
That was a 10 days. That was the 406 point, whatever, 407. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because there were two guys that we were pretty much neck and neck the whole race. And like day 7 or day 8, I'm out of clothes. So I have to go to the laundromat and wash some clothes. And I got a hotel. So I told them, guys, I got to wash clothes. I'm going to the hotel. I'm not setting an alarm. You guys will be way ahead of me. I'll never catch up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will. And no, guys, I'm telling you, it's going to be a long time. So I go get my clothes done, go to the hotel, sleep for however long, come back, and they're like way ahead. The two of them get to 400 miles and they stop. Yeah, they just quit. They hit their number. They were done.
Wow.
I kept going. And at the end, after I knew nobody would catch me and I was ahead of them, the last several laps, I was packing gear and taking it out to my truck, coming back in, doing a lap, getting more gear, taking it out. So I really could have gotten more mileage, but I was in the spot that nobody could take. And 400 was a good number. My original goal was 500. And yeah. I found out like day 4, I could not maintain that pace.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I had so much aches and pains in my knees and my feet were throbbing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was by like day 7 or 8, all that pain goes away.
Wow.
It's just amazing. And it across the years, I never had trouble with my knees. Not once. Wow. My feet were hot whenever I'd lay down, but I never had trouble with my knees. Not one time.
Yeah.
But I didn't really push it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause really a 6-day race, my minimum goal is 300.
Wow.
So, yeah. But you think about it, that's 50 miles a day. And you think, well, that's not a big deal. No, it's not. Anybody can get 50 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do it for 6 or 10 days in a row.
That's insane. And it's a track?
Across the years was a different location.
Okay.
And it was at the spring training facility of the Seattle Mariners and San Diego Padres. And probably... at least 50% of the course was concrete. And then there was some like dirt. And then there was a asphalt parking lot.
Yeah.
And everyone hated the concrete.
Yeah.
Except for me. Doesn't bother me. What bothered me was all the dust on that area where the ball fields were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there were people ahead of you, you had that dust. And that was really messing with my nose, my nasal passages. A lot of people had coughs. Mm-hmm. Some people were using buffs to block it, but
wow.
But yeah, 50 miles a day is always my goal. And you look at the elites, 50 miles a day is nothing to them. I mean, they,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll get 70 easy.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. You may not know, but I helped crew a guy that this summer that was attempting to do a Guinness Book of World Records transcontinental run from San Francisco to New York City.
Wow.
His goal was 72 miles a day.
That's a lot.
And he would go 16 hours and sleep for 8.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we crewed him for 10 days, 42 days is the record. He made it in 45 or 46. So he missed it.
Yeah.
But he hit the 72, two of the 10 days I was with him.
Wow.
And there were some days there was going west to east. A lot of times you have a tailwind, but there was a couple of days we had a strong headwind, which mm-hmm. really, really affects him. But his goal was 72 a day. Now, mm-hmm. he was the guy that won across the years 6 day last year. I think mm-hmm. it was 478 miles.
Wow.
Now, you got to understand, I've witnessed guys getting 500 and some miles in 6 days. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, those guys are like nonstop. I don't know. I sleep, you know, yeah. a lot. One of the nights that across the years, I slept 10 hours.
Wow. And do you go into it with a sleep strategy?
No.
Or do you just sleep when you want to sleep?
A lot of people know I'm pretty stupid. That prove it all the time. But yeah, I have no strategy. Whenever I'm tired, I'll lay down and I do not set an alarm. So, and I don't take caffeine pills or any of that stuff. I don't drink energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So when my body says you're tired or my mind says you're tired and I start wandering all over the course and hallucinating, I'm going to lay down.
Yeah.
Because I really wonder if doing all that sleep deprivation repeatedly is really healthy for you for longevity. I really wonder. And for me, you know, I'm looking for quality of life, but I'm also planning on living till I'm 120. So yeah. I don't want to do stuff now that I know is really not good for me that could shorten my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or, dementia or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think yep. about it and I don't know. I don't think that stuff's good for you. So, no, I just, yeah, if you want to set a record, go for it. I'm just going to enjoy myself, you mm-hmm. know, and kind of test my limits, socialize. But I want my number one goal at every race is the same. It's to finish uninjured.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's number
one. What about your fueling strategy during something that long? Do you you said you eat pretty much everything at these races. Do you have one thing that you try to do or anything like that?
Not really. I at any era Viper race you do, to me, they're one of the most organized race organizers there is. They have plenty of anything you want. So I don't even bring any food. I don't bring any electrolytes. I just use what they've got. So they had gnarly Gatorade water, and then their food, they around the clock, they've got food of all kinds. And if you're vegan, they got vegan stuff and all that. So I did drink a little bit of Coke. And when it was cold, I drank some hot chocolate. But other than that, there was one time during the race where I really ran out of gas and I needed some more fuel. But other than that, I was fine. Yeah. So I don't use all the goo packs and all that. I just don't.
Do you try to eat at a certain schedule, or do you just eat when you're hungry? What do you do to schedule?
So I'm more of a, what would they call that? A grazer?
Uh-huh.
As opposed to somebody that I'm going to eat once every 6 hours, right? Now I'll eat a little bit as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about how many calories do you need? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need probably, couple, if you're not, you know, sprinting, if you're just jogging and walking intervals, mm-hmm. you know, you probably need, you know, 100 or 200 calories, you know, an hour will probably get you there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit over what I would like to weigh right now by a few pounds. So I didn't want to overdo it, but yeah, I don't really count my calories. I've done that in the past, but I've been off that kick for a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I try to eat healthy. I try not to eat the junk. I try to avoid sugars, although now and then sugar is a good energy pick-me-up, you know. So I eat some fig bars, some dates, and then the regular food they would have. Like they would have pancakes and oatmeal in the morning. They would have egg dishes with bacon. They'd have quesadillas. The one time they had hot dogs, and that probably wasn't a good idea. But it just is what it is.
Yeah.
They had hamburgers one night. And then they had pizza one night, tacos one night. But yeah, they just rotated all through the night. Pierogies one night, which those were the best.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Yeah, we love our pierogies out here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, I'm celebrating my Orthodox Christmas this weekend. Uh-huh. And we'll have about 35 people at my house. My Orthodox Christmas. So my daughter made 62 dozen pierogies.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 62 dozen. Now, not all of them are coming here. I think 40 dozen are coming here. But yeah, we love our pierogies. And homemade pierogies are the best.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, do you boil them? Do you fry them?
So what we will do, yeah, when we make them, we'll boil them. Boil them until they float. And when they float, we take them out and put them in a pan. And then when we're ready to serve them, we'll put them in a shallow skillet with some onions. And you're not supposed to use butter for Christmas, but we won't tell anybody, but we do.
Just enough to give it a little bit crisp on the edges.
Correct. Yeah, because the Orthodox, they didn't eat any meat or dairy during Advent. So your Christmas Eve meal was all vegetarian.
Wow.
So there's no meat or dairy.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Easter morning, that's all meat and dairy because you've fasted all that time.
That's the plus plus day.
That's the plus plus day.
Oh, that's great. So what have you learned after doing so many multi-day events? Like, if you were to go back and give yourself some advice from the beginning, if you could go back in time 10 years and give yourself some advice, what advice would you give to yourself?
I would say patience is a virtue, first of all. And it is good to have goals. So we talk about, is it the journey or the destination?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a firm believer it's all about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, there's no journey without a destination. So you set some goals for yourself of what do I want with my life?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've given this story several times. How do you run a 100-mile race, right, when you start, right? How do you run a 100-mile race? Are you just going to get up one day off the couch and run a 100-mile race? No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. And you do have that stuff that's training and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my other hashtag is you can't cheat the grind. And, you know, the days that I feel the best are the days I wake up and say, I just want to lay in bed. But no, I get up and I make myself do what I know I need to do. And then after you do it, you feel so much better. And your day just goes so wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to do that. And should I have set higher goals for myself? I don't know if I should have or not. You know, and what do I want in the future? And I just say, well, I just want, you know, to have a fulfilling life, live within myself. But yeah, I'm going to stretch myself because that's where you really get the joy in life where, wow, I had that stress. But that's how I grew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be stagnant. You know, if I'm going to be stagnant, just, you know, kill me now, put me in the ground, do whatever. But yeah, I'm going to continue to learn and grow. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you got to realize your body is not what it was when you were 18.
Yeah.
Or 25 or pick an age. It just isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, last year, 2023, they'd been bugging me to do the Senior Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So 2023, that it fit in my schedule. So I signed up for the long jump, the 50-yard dash, the 100-yard dash, the 800-meter, and the 1,500-meter. Mm-hmm. Now, bear in mind, I was never a sprinter, even in high school. So I went to the track coach. Okay, what do I got to do? Well, here's how you use the starting blocks. Okay. So I'm training to do that. Totally out of my comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
So I got one gold and two bronzes. So not too bad. And they wanted me to go to this year, but the schedule just didn't work. I can't remember if I was in the dome during that or what, but I just couldn't make it. And they want me to go next year, which I'll see if I can fit it in. Well, that would be this year. Excuse me. Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if in hindsight, you know, would I do anything differently? And I got to tell you, Grace, I really don't look backwards because I'm not going that way.
That's right.
I just look forward and say, okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What's next? What do I want to do? And what's a new discovery and what's a new thing? And because I don't want to be bored.
So yeah. What is next?
You know, there's so many things on my list.
Like,
I mean, some of them are non-running related. So one of my hobbies that I haven't done in 10 years is stained glass Tiffany reproduction lamps.
Wow.
And I've got 7 kids. So I've made 4 lamps.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got to make 3 more. I've got one in the basement that I haven't worked on since 2013.
Uh-huh.
I got to do that. That's a job you can do at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have any time constraints. You know, running, can you do running anytime? Well, I guess you can on a treadmill or run in the dark or, you know, whatever. But, yeah. You know, right now we've got about, you know, 10 inches of snow out. That's a nice run, but that's a different kind of run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working, so I still try to keep myself up to date with all my, you know, things in the world I live in there.
So now that's you teach, right? Is that right?
No, I do not. I'm in insurance. I'm a State Farm agent, so we do insurance and investments.
That was close, Grace.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking that.
And then we have, our family has 17 supermarkets. We're having the 100th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So that's a big deal. I'm not employed there, but I'm one of the owners and on their board of directors. And then I've got some real estate stuff that I like to do the work myself. And last year was a bad year because I had plans and I never did hardly any of them. So I got to get some of that stuff done too, because I hate to hire people to do stuff.
Yeah.
But then on the running scene, I'm pretty much, I try to do, support a local, couple that served at a race company on their races. And then we do I'm a race director for the High River Road Runners Club, February the 25th or 6th this year. It's called the Frosty 14. It's trail run where you never know what the weather conditions are like. There's no swag, no medals. And the reward is chili at the end that we have a guy make it. He has regular chili and vegan chili. We have a fundraising 12-hour race in August called Steel City. And it is from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And
nice.
It's in the Saturday in August, closest to the full moon because of the werewolves. And it is a fundraiser for art class for kids in the summer. Their tuition is free if they're low income. And we have them design the T-shirt and the stickers. So number one design gets T-shirt. Number two design gets a sticker. And then new for 2025, a yet-to-be-announced 48-hour race on October the 19th at a guy's farm in Ohio. And it's a very short loop. We tried to get as much as we could out of the land he had available. And it's a 0.62-mile loop. So 100 loops will give you 100K.
Wow.
So 48-hour, that'll be some people that might want to do 100.
Uh-huh. Right?
So 48 hours, you can walk 100.
Mm-hmm.
So we have yet to, we're working on design and a name and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are some of the things. And then about a year ago, I got a new girlfriend. So that's a new thing in my life.
That's exciting.
Because, you know, my wife passed away several years ago and I got through that, you know, depression and everything. And now, so we've got that going on. So, and then we got Christmas. She walked her first marathon.
Nice.
At across the year, she was my crew. We rented a camper.
Awesome.
And she likes to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, wait, one moment, wait a minute. I said, at the end of the race, I said, okay, you got to understand. If you say, wait a minute, and it's 5 minutes for me to wait on you to take pictures or a video, and you do that 10 times during the race, which would be way underestimated. That's basically an hour's worth of time. Mm-hmm. I could have 3 or 4 miles more.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
It's not a distance race. It's a time race. Yeah. And every minute adds up.
Yep.
It does. That's what, if I could avoid going to the bathroom, I'd get a lot more miles. Because even if you're walking slow with somebody talking, and then you have to go make a pit stop, and you come back out, and they're walking slow, they're still a quarter mile ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that all adds up. And, you know, that's, are you going to be at the Conquer the Wall this year?
I'm not going to be there this year. I was very tempted to go back, but I had to cut back on some costs this year. So I'm not going back. Matt's going to be there.
Okay. I was going to say they might cancel it if you're not there.
Oh, I'm sure they won't.
You sure? Okay. Okay. Well, we'll miss you. We'll miss some of your stories.
Yeah. And
I remember last year, I don't know what was going on in your mind, but I came up to you. I don't know if I caught you or you caught me. And you said, you came here at the right time. I needed this.
Yeah. Yep. No. I was struggling. I was struggling both years, you know, at different times for different reasons and, you know, doing well at different times. And both years you came around at just the right time.
And we told a couple of stories.
Yep.
They might have been true. I'm not sure.
That's all right. I'm excited to hear how you do this year. I will say there's the one race isn't, I think 3 days at the fair. I think they just got approved to extend 3 days at the fair.
Okay. So I've never gone to 3 days at the fair.
Have you heard of it? Sure you have.
No, never been to 3 days at the fair.
Okay.
Never been. I was always afraid. It's in New Jersey. I was always afraid that if I went to New Jersey, I would get infected.
Yeah. by the people of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. But there's people that are very nice. But what I did sign up for is they're reviving an old race called the Old 6 Day.
Okay.
And that's a race they had years ago, I guess. And it's been in dormancy and they're bringing it back. Mm-hmm. I looked at the calendar and I can't do the 6 Day, but I did sign up for 48 hours.
Nice.
I think it's in April.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's pretty cool to see pedestrianism coming back. You know, I would not be surprised if Mr. Davy Crockett had something to do with that. I know he wrote a book about pedestrianism.
I think he wrote several books.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he? I think he wrote several books, and I have a few of them.
I wanted to look really quick to see 3 days at the fair. It did get extended. I think this is the first year they're going to have a 6 Day. So 3 days at the fair now has a 6 Day option and it's in May. So it's a little bit warmer. It's New Jersey and it's a 1 mile loop.
Yeah. May is a difficult month for me due to some personal things.
Yeah.
So I almost never do any big races in May because of all the stuff I've got going on with family, et cetera. And I hate to shortcut them all the time. You know what I mean? I missed a fishing trip this year because I crewed Nels on his Transcon and it was supposed to be 4 days. And they said, we need some help. Can you make it 10?
Mm-hmm.
My office says, please just go. So I did. And then my son said, well, are you ready for the fishing trip? And I went, oh no, I forgot to mark it on the calendar. He said, you're kidding me. I said, no, I'm not. So I missed our fishing trip. Oh. And that's always a big to do. And we like to catch fish. Don't get me wrong. We like to keep them and eat them. But it's the stories and the camaraderie, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you miss.
Yeah. There's too many races out there. Too many good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Eric has a race coming up. He's going to be doing, you're doing 24 hours, right?
Yeah. Measly 24 hours.
And you're getting 100?
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Okay. I'm at the point 124 is not even in my thought process anymore. It just isn't. I mean, it's not. Although we were at the dome and Zach Bitter got 100 in a sub 12.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unbelievable, but good for you. If you're an idiot runner that can do 100 in sub 24 still, that's good. Of course, you're young.
He better get well more than 100. So since Eric has that race coming up, what advice do you have for him after all of your years of running around in circles?
Well, Eric, I've got to say, if you're running if you're running more than 100 miles in 24 hours routinely, you need no advice from me whatsoever. I need advice from you. So you probably work on speed. We have here in town, we have a track club that we go, and a lot of them will do all these track works outs. And normally I'm just doing run one lap, walk one lap, run one lap, walk one lap while they're doing all their speed workouts. And I probably should work on my speed again. I don't know, but I don't know. It's good for you. If you can do that, just go get it. And I've never done a sub 2400, but I got to say, I've never planned it, attempted it, you know, had it as a goal. So if I set it as a goal, would I do it? I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, Barney. That is not going to ever be a goal for me. Although I would love to do a 6 day one day. I think that would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
So either of you done any of the backyard races?
Yeah.
I'm fast enough for backyard. Eric's done.
I did a couple.
Yeah, they had me do three of them. I think they wanted me for entertainment is really what they wanted me for, because I think the most I made was like 8 hours.
Yeah.
I just need a break. I just can't continue that pace, particularly if it's a trail with some elevation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, that's just not my thing. And then fast runners hate the format because they have to go slow.
Right.
They can't go get it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a unique format. I think the one at Across the Years set a new record for Across the Years, because it was a 1.4-mile loop that they had to do every 20 minutes. And I think they got like 150-some miles.
Yeah.
Which in the grand scheme of backyard, that's a really low number.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, compared to some of the 300 miles that people – I don't know how they stay awake.
No, me neither.
I don't know if they're doing caffeine stuff or what.
That's wild.
So, yeah, Eric, you need no advice from me other than number one goal, finish uninjured. Listen to your body. And, you know, the body is an amazing thing. And as I've said many times, the mind gives up long before the body does.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the most important thing to remember is that regardless of pace or your speed, it's still keeping your mind in it for 24, 48, 72, 6 days, whatever it may be, that's quite a challenge in itself. So if you're able to do that, I think you're winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Barney, we appreciate you coming on. We like to close out by talking about our weekend. So what do you have planned for this weekend?
Before we do that, can I just say a couple things?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to cut me off or anything?
You take all the time you want. Tell more stories.
Okay. So just a couple of the other stupid things we do through the year. We put some challenges up for people.
Oh.
The next one coming up will probably be in March. Mm-hmm. And we do a gym workout called the 100 Ton Club. And we go to the gym and we lift 100 tons of free weights.
Wow.
In one day.
Ooh.
And I will buy you a t-shirt.
Oh, I'm in.
And last year, there were three or four of us that finished. A couple people tried it but didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy couldn't make the local one, so we had it in Kentucky. So I did it back-to-back weekends.
Uh-huh.
And I screwed up my shoulder because I did that.
Mm.
So this year, I'm not doing it back-to-back weekends, but we do the 100-ton club challenge. So you think that's 200,000 pounds that you lift in one day. We've been doing that for 3 or 4 years.
Nice.
And it's surprising how little time it takes us. The other thing we do that's generally in May or June, a little bit warmer outdoors, is we do at a high school track, we do the 1 mile timed body weight farmers carry.
Oh, nice.
So you weigh yourself.
Yeah.
Then you have the hex bar that you stand in, and you put the weight and the bar equal to your weight. And then you see how fast you can get around the track 4 times.
Nice.
And the first 2 years I was the champion. This year I bettered my time by 7 minutes, but wow. I still finished third. The guy that won cut about 30 minutes off his time from 23 to 24. So he had been training.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are two great challenges.
That would be tough for me. My hand grip gives out before my legs do, or before my back or my shoulders or anything like that. When it comes to lifting, I have hand grips too, but my hands just, I can't lift. My legs are big and muscular, and I just can't lift as much as my legs can. So if I do an inverted press, I can push a whole lot of weight, and I can't even come close to that much with a farmer's carry.
Yeah, you could do the leg press in the 100 ton club day and get done in 30 minutes.
Yeah. I struggle with it. It's frustrating because I know that I can do so much more weight. And so I use a Smith machine with certain lifts and just to take the weight off of my hands. But yeah, that's one that it would probably take me a long time to finish, but I'd still do it.
we've never had a female complete it. We've had females, the one did half a mile and it took her 2 hours. My goal is always under sub one hour.
Uh-huh.
But she did took her 2 hours to do half a mile.
Yep.
And then my girlfriend did one lap with no weight on the bar this year. So,
Which is
45 pounds.
I would struggle with it for sure. And I'm solid too. Like I would have to carry a lot of weight.
Well, that's an incentive if you have a weight goal. That's an incentive. But those are a couple stupid things we do. And so, yeah, I do stupid stuff. Yeah. And I just hope I'm able to continue to doing that for as long as I can.
You know? I love it. Well, you'll have to share the dates as they come around, see if people can join in. You know, we had plenty of people who listen in from Ohio. We love our Midwesterners. I love our Midwesterners, and I pass through Ohio pretty often. I was just there on Sunday. So you definitely have to share with the group when that stuff comes up, see if we can get some more folks to attend, and maybe we can do a few things remotely too. That would be fun.
Yes. Alrighty. Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Hey, wait, you got to answer. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, what am I doing this weekend? I've got 35 people coming to my house for Orthodox Christmas.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Saturday night. Yes, pierogies. Yes. It's a 12-course meal, all vegetarian. And the 12, it signifies the 12 disciples. Uh-huh. And the dinner starts with raw garlic. So you eat a clove of raw garlic, yes. Because everybody's doing it, not bad, but that signifies the bitterness in life. And the meal ends with a spoon of honey, which signifies the sweetness of life.
Oh, nice. God. That's great.
Yeah. The dinner starts when the first star comes out. And then we have a blessed candle that we light in the table. And at the end of the meal, the youngest one in the room gets to blow the candle out.
Mm.
When they blow the candle out, you have to be very quiet and see where the smoke goes. If the smoke goes straight up, that's good. If the smoke goes to a door or a window, that means somebody that's with you will not be there next year.
Oh.
So those are traditions that I continue to carry on.
Wow, that's beautiful. That'll be such a great weekend.
Oh, it is. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. So no miles this weekend to speak of.
Yeah.
So
well, enjoy.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Nice to meet you.
You too, sir. It's
always awesome to connect with you because you're one of my favorites.
Yeah, Barney, you are one of my favorites. I'll be thinking about you during Conquer the Wall weekend. I wish you the best. I hope you have a great weekend this weekend. And you're awesome. Keep inspiring. Thank you so much for being on our little podcast. I know you've done a lot of podcasts, so I appreciate you coming on ours.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your races coming up, the Bandera and Eric, your 100-miler, or your 24-hour. I mean, yep. Your 150-miler. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. But if you get good, you'll be on the national 24-hour team.
I got to get good first.
Okay. Keep working at it.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Thanks, Bart.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Grace.
Gosh.
Oh, he's back.
There we go.
What are you doing this weekend, Grace?
Oh, my gosh.
A little knot in your plans.
Yeah, a little knot in my plans. Yeah, I'm so inspired by Barney right now. Are you not inspired?
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, I want to be like that when I grow up.
71, doing hundreds of miles. And he's just loving it the whole time.
Yep.
I love it.
Crazy.
I love it.
I want some of those pierogies too.
Oh, yeah, especially when they're fried up. They're so good. All right.
You are running Bandera 100K in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because Tracy moved to Texas. Rebecca moved to Texas. And I was like, man, my friends are moving to Texas. It's not too expensive to travel there. And Rebecca sent me a message. I was like, I really want to come visit you guys in 2025 and do a race out there. She sent me a link to a race for Bandera. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've heard of that race. Of course, it's a Hoka race and all that. And the link that she sent me, it happened to be my birthday. So of course I got to go do it. So it's my birthday and I get to see my friends in Texas. And it's Year of the Snake, and the belt buckle is a snake, which looks so cool. And it has a nice, generous cutoff, so I don't have to stress. Even though I'm traveling, I don't have to stress about times and that kind of stuff. So that's good.
Tell me about the course, Grace.
Oh, my gosh. So about 5-10 minutes before I logged on, we all received an email that the race has moved 2 hours west. So I don't know what the course is like. They said it's prettier and it's similar terrain, and that's all we know.
Oh well, you gotta roll with these punches.
We roll with the punches. And apparently what happened is the park where it normally is, the weather is looking really bad. There's supposed to be bad for the trails, at least. There's supposed to be a lot of rain, and if you have too much rain, you can ruin the trails. And so their permits were pulled, and I don't blame them for doing that. You know, there was a race that I did one time in Vermont, and they had a lot of rain, and they should have canceled the race, and then they didn't, and we ruined the trails, and I felt terrible about it. I left early. I was like, I'm not doing this to the trails. It's not right. It's not why we run. They pulled the permit from Hoka and Bandera, from the people who – Hoka is obviously not the race director. They're just a sponsor, but they pulled the permits from the folks with Bandera, Tejas Trails. And so Tejas Trails, instead of canceling the whole race, they found another venue that had very similar terrain and it's only 2 hours away. So, I mean, good on them for adjusting and doing it quickly. They're trying to find lodging for people very quickly. So if that's the worst thing that happens, then like it sucks because I had a solid plan in place, but I'm rolling with the punches. And at the end of the day, I think, everybody involved is probably just doing the best they can with what they have. And so I really appreciate that. I think,
Yeah. I mean, it'll be fine. Could have been canceled altogether.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. So, well, hopefully the head cold you have goes away by then and you have an amazing time. And who knows, it could be like they're saying and be like even more amazing than what you would have seen at the original course.
Yeah. So I'm excited to spend the weekend with my friends and Jason is coming along. He usually doesn't come to my race. I know. He usually doesn't come to my races. Just because it's incredibly boring for somebody who's not into running. And you don't get to see your people very often. But I'm excited that he's coming because we get to do a little bit of sightseeing while we're there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your time there. And we look forward to hearing about it on two Mondays from now's show.
Yeah.
Because you'll be there. I got to figure out apparently what I'm doing next Monday for a co-host if I'm doing this show, which I'll figure that out.
Yeah, because of the time change, I've got a late flight and I'm not touching down until 8:30 p.m. on Monday.
So. Right. Well, good luck. Have fun. Run happy. Run hard.
Yeah.
Don't die.
I'll try not to. I'm sure all I won't. Right. What are you doing this weekend?
Lauren has her first indoor cross or indoor track meet on Sunday. Saturday, just getting in a long run, probably in the cold, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be good. But yeah, that's about it.
That sounds good. That sounds fun.
Yep. So let's wrap it up, Grace.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Tune in next Monday.
Absolutely. Next Monday. We'll keep you informed. We don't really know, but we'll
see what happens next week. In the meantime, you can comment and like and share all the things, feed that algorithm monster and keep all of this running and keep it rolling and share with your friends and share the inspiration. Because we have inspirational people like Barney and like Eric and his face. Look at that face. Oh, my gosh.
So inspirational.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Tune in next week. Listen to us on your runs, on the podcast. That's all I got.
Awesome.
All right. Take us out, Grace.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.